Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh,
Melodies. This is a time of reflection. Welcome to a time of reflection. This is New Destiny Ministries, where we're empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I am your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. And I would like to start off reading scriptures from Psalms 34, just a few of them. Psalms 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 2, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. Verse 8, O taste and see, O taste and see, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. And that's from Psalm 34, verse 1 through 4, then 6, then verse 8. God bless. We're so excited today to have on the broadcast our own Prophet Michael Davis, all the way from Vallejo, California. He's been bringing the word of life to this broadcast for quite a while, and we're so honored and blessed that the Lord has put on his heart to come to minister to his people, royal family today. So with no other ado, I'm going to turn it over to Prophet Michael Davis, and you can open us up with prayer, Prophet Michael. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. May the Lord be with us all at this hour that we come to hear from heaven regarding what he has to say for us, say to us in this season. I'll open up with prayer.
Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your might. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your knowledge, and we thank you for your instruction. Even in advance, before we do anything, we praise you. We give you glory. We worship you. We adore you. We cry that you are holy. Holy is the Lamb of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your people's heart be open to hear what you have to say to your church today. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We bind you. You have no place on this airwave today. You have no place in our lives. We cast you out, command you to go in the authority of the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. Let freedom and liberty prevail in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. And thank you for speaking to our hearts today, Father. For your glory, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Get with me the book of Ruth. We're going to go to the book of Ruth. Now, it's four chapters, and of course, in 1 hour or less, I cannot cover the whole book. But what I'm going to try to do is cover the parts that I believe the Holy Spirit gave to me to cover concerning transition. That's my topic today, transition. Transition simply means to move from one place or one location to another. And we're going to see what happened with Ruth regarding her transition, because what God has done for her, he will also do for us in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Also, I'd like to quickly pray and ask the Lord for a special anointing. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I ask you for a special anointing on this broadcast, a special anointing on this message to bring glory to your name. And I give you glory for that special anointing now, in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of Ruth, I'll start with chapter 1, verse 1 through 6, and then I'll move around the book as I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Now it came to pass, I'm reading out of the King James Version, now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife. Sometimes when there's difficulty, as we see here, God will move us from one location to another location. And it's not that we're running from a problem or a situation. It's just that God is repositioning us for what he has for us. Only God knows the plan that he has for our life. Only God knows the location that he desires us to be in at the time he desires us to be there. So we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us even in the case of difficulty, even in the situation of lack or shortage or famine. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and His leading, because there are times when God moves us from one location to another location because the blessing is where He sends us or relocates us to. There are times when we struggle, and then why are we struggling? Because there are times when God is seeking to relocate us to a place where the blessing is located. Glory to God in Jesus' name. In this case, there was a famine. Glory to God. And God had to move, glory to God, this family, glory to God, Naomi and her husband, glory to God, and her two sons, glory to God, to a different location, which was the country of Moab. Now going into verse 2. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there, which means that they stayed there for a long time. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died in that land. And she was left and her two sons. Verse 4, and they took them wives of the women of Moab, and the name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. Glory to God. That's a time frame. They stayed in that land 10 years. What was happening in your life 10 years ago? That would have been 2004. Did God speak to you in 2004? Did God reveal something or ask you to do something 10 years ago? Because what you did 10 years ago is going to manifest now in the 2014. Glory to God. Was there something that God was dealing with you about? Was there an instruction? Was there a revelation? Was there a ministry that you were a part of? Where were you 10 years ago? So they abode in that place for about 10 years. Glory to God. Verse 5, and Mahlon and Chilion died, also both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. So Naomi was alone. Verse 6, then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that's the wives of her two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, that she might return from the country of Moab, because there was death there now. Her husband had died and her two sons had died, and she was left alone. There are times when God, yes, I said God, not the devil, there are times when God will bring difficulty in our life. There are times when God Himself will orchestrate circumstances and situations in our life that make it appear that it's difficult, or even some of us would think this has to be Satan, or this has to be the devil. This is so bad. This is so difficult. This is so much struggle. This is so much pain. This is so much uncertainty. Surely God would not do a thing like that to me. But nay, I say unto thee, that God will bring difficulty, and in some cases He will bring disaster in your life. Why? Because He's trying to close a door. In this case, He allowed death to come. Why? He needed Naomi to move out of that place where she was to another location. And there are times when we begin to be settled, so settled in a place, so settled in a location, where we become comfortable in that place, and we lose the passion of Christ. In other words, we're not seeking God because we've become complacent. We're not hungry anymore for God because we have become complacent. But God will send difficulty in our lives, glory to God, in order to close doors at a location where we are, to move us to another location. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So God allowed her husband to die and her two sons to die. Glory to God. Why? Because there was a place
that she had to get to, and there was a timing of God that she had to be in that location. So God allowed this to happen in her life to move her from one place to another. Is anybody out there going through difficulty? I submit to you to inquire of the Lord and ask of him, Lord, is this something you're trying to do in my life to get my attention? Is there something that you're trying to get me to see or understand? Is there something else that I could be missing about what you're showing me or what's happening in my life? Am I reading it wrong? Am I perceiving it wrong? Am I praying about it incorrectly? Because, God, it could be you trying to get me to a different location. Or it could be that you're closing the door on a situation that I'm trying to keep alive. There are times when you have to let things die because they're meant to die. And then you have to move forward, glory to God, and pursue the things of God. Glory to God. Uh-huh. So in verse 6, it says here, then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. She was talking about Israel. She heard a word that God had visited his people in supplying their need. That word bread means provision. Glory to God, that God was providing for his people in another location. Uh-huh. It was not where she was that God was providing, but it was in another location. But God got the word to her. There were no televisions at that time. There were no cell phones. There were no telephones, glory to God. So she heard it by word of mouth, that God was providing for his people in that location and that God was visiting his people in that location. Glory to God. We have to use wisdom and understand that when we hear a word from the Lord regarding transition or movement or going from one place to another, we have to hear with a discerning ear that this is for me and this is my time and I've been in this place long enough and it's time for me to move on because God is not through with me yet. God has some more things for me to accomplish and it's not in this location. He's got greater things for me in another location. So I must continue to move on and continue to press forward and seek the things that God have for me because he's got greater over there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that the grass is greener over there. I'm just saying that God, when he moves you, he does you better than you were before. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. So the situation is that they had to relocate. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they took a wagon. I don't know if they took a mule. I don't know if they took a horse. The Bible is silent about that. The Bible doesn't tell us how they got from one location to another. But I will guarantee you this, that if God is leading you to another location, he is going to provide. For it is said, where God guides, he provides. Glory to God. God is going to make sure that you have the necessary provision to get from one location to the other location because in the other location is where God is causing provision to fall. And where his provision falls, his anointing is present also. And you do want to be in the place of the anointing. You do not want to be in the place of where it is dead. Glory to God. So where there was death, they moved from that place towards the place where God was providing where there's life. Glory to God. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So now we move over to verse 22 in the first chapter. Uh-huh. So Naomi returned and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Isn't that amazing? how God caused death to happen in one area. And as he closed doors in one area, Moab, glory to God, where there was lack and where there was struggle and where there was difficulty, the timing that they arrived in Bethlehem was at the beginning of harvest season. My God from heaven. That's why you have to be sensitive to where God is leading you when he's closing doors so that he will open a greater door, because the timing of God is perfect, and we have to submit ourselves to the will of God, to be in the timing of God, to get to the location that God, Hikoboshata, wants us to get to when he wants us to get there, because the thing that God has in mind is to prosper us and to bless us so that we can become a blessing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we see that God's strategic plan to close a door was a strategic timing to get them in the location where he wanted them to be. He wanted them to be in Bethlehem of Judah at the beginning of the harvest season, because God had a plan for their life. God wanted to increase them. God wanted to bring great provision in their life, but they had to obey God, and they had to make sure that they were willing to follow the word and the voice of the Lord and the instructions of the Holy Ghost to get to their harvest place, their place of provision, their place of blessing, their place of increase, their place of abundance in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So now we go to the second chapter. And
no, I did not forget to mention that Orpah went back, and we hear no more about her because she chose to stay in a dead place. Do not choose to stay in a place that's dead, because it's not going to be resurrected again. God often closes the door of a dead place to get you to the place where there is provision and abundance, glory to God, and where you'll have blessings and life forevermore. God is not trying to fight against death. He's already conquered death. God is trying to move you to the place where there's life and abundance and joy and happiness. But don't be stubborn like Orpah and turn back and say, no, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay in this location. I'm going to stay where it's dead. Don't dwell with the dead. My God from heaven, pursue the living, and you shall have eternal and abundant life in the name of Jesus Christ. You've got to let go of that which is dead. I don't care how long you've been around it. I don't care how long you're familiar with it. You've got to let go of the dead thing and pursue that which lives, which is Jesus Christ and his way. Glory to God.
My God from heaven, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost now. Thank you, Jesus. And then the second chapter of Ruth, in verse 1, look at this very interesting scenario. After they got to Judah, after they got to that location, it was amazing how God had them there, and the Bible says in the second chapter of the first verse, and Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth. Let me say that again. Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz.
You see, when you follow God and you follow his instructions and you go ahead and leave the dead place, you see, there are times when you're around dead people and they're not going to change because they're dead. Oh, my God from heaven. If God don't speak to you specifically and tell you he's going to resurrect that situation, and if it's dead, you got to get out of it. You got to get away from it. If God does not speak to you specifically and say, I'm going to resurrect this thing, then you stay. But if God has not said, I'm going to resurrect this thing, get out of there. Get out of it. because God got something far better for you. Look at what happened when they got to Bethlehem. Glory to God. Naomi and Ruth, they got to Bethlehem at the specific time, at the beginning, not in the middle, not at the end, but in the beginning of harvest season. God has a bountiful harvest for you, but you have to be in the right place at the right time. You have to be in the right location, because God is dealing with transition to transition you from lack to abundance, and you've got to obey him, but you've got to let go of that dead thing and get into where there's abundant life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So now we see that at the time that they arrived in Bethlehem, Judah, at the beginning of barley harvest, Naomi recalls the fact that she had a kinsman of her husband's, glory to God, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. Verse 2, and Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. Look at how she prophesied that thing. When they got to Bethlehem, Judah, it was the beginning of barley season. The first thing Ruth said to Naomi was, look, let me go and work in the field because I'm going to find grace in his sight, the one that owns this field. She spoke it into existence. There are times when you have to speak into existence the thing that you're expecting God to do, even though it's not even done yet. You have to speak it by faith, because the release of your words allow you to have what you say in Jesus' name. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whatever you say, that's what's going to begin to develop in your life. Before she had the job, there were no jobs in Moab. Ruth wasn't working. Naomi wasn't working. There was no employment there for him. There was no position there for him. As soon as she got in town, she saw the field, and she said, I'm going to go and work in that field, and I'm going to have favor. Speak favor over your life. Speak favor over your life. Speak favor over your lives in the name of Jesus. And while you're speaking favor, God will back you up, because God loves people who exercise faith in him, because all things were created by faith. And now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By faith the elders obtained a good report. So faith is what we live by, for the just shall live by faith. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, this is so good. I don't know what to do. But she spoke that she was going to find favor in the eyes of Boaz, in the eyes of the owner of the field. Glory to God. Let's go to verse 5. Then said Boaz unto his servants that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? Boaz took notice of her. Why? Because she said she saw the field, and she said, I'm going to go into this field, and I'm going to find favor with the owner of this field. And that's exactly what happened. What she spoke before even working in the field is exactly what came to pass in her life. Boaz saw her and said, who is this? Glory to God. God is about to take notice of some of you. He's seen you laboring in the vineyard. He's seen your work, that your labor is not in vain. And God is seeing the love that you have for him, and the love that you have for his people, and the labor that you're doing. It might be cooking somebody a meal. It might be going to visit the sick. It might be going to visit an elderly person. Whatever it is, God is looking at your labor of love. And by God looking at your labor of love, he's taking note of your life. He's taking note of what you've been doing. He's taking note. Don't think that it's going unnoticed, because God is about to notice you. God is noticing your efforts. God is noticing the pain and the suffering and the trouble and the difficulty that you've been through. God is taking note of you, saying, who is that person? Glory to God. and he's about to explode on the scene in your life. But you got to be in the right place at the right time. If you notice, nobody noticed them when they were in Moab. Nobody took note of them. But as soon as they got in that blessed place, as soon as they got in that place that God had provision, all of a sudden, wealth, Boaz represents wealth, wealth took note of them and said, who is that? Hallelujah. Start praying that you would be in the right place at the right time, that you would not miss the beginning of your harvest season. You don't want to come into your harvest season in the middle of it. You don't want to come at the end of it. You want to come into your harvest at the beginning of the harvest season for your life, so that wealth can take note of you and say, who is that? In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let's move on because I got some more work to do. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So in verse 5, we see that Boaz said unto his servant that was set over the reapers. He was like a manager, an overseer. Whose damsel is that? Glory to God. And in verse 8, then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence or here, but abide here fast by my maidens. Boaz gave her a specific instruction. You have no need to go to another field. You have no need to go to another location. In other words, he was saying, this is the location for you. This is the place. Dwell here. You have to hear the voice of the Lord through people to know when he's telling you. In other words, it's a confirmation. She already said, I'm going to have favor. She got the favor. The man took note of her. Glory to God. And that speaks of Jesus taking note of us. Glory to God. And now the Lord will confirm, yes, you are in the right place. You must have that confirmation that you are in the right place, because God will always confirm the work that he's doing in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you must have that confirmation that you are in the right place, that you are in the right location. So he told her, this is the place. You don't need to go any further. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So that's where the favor was. You have to be sensitive to know the right place. Stay in prayer. The right place. Glory to God. The right time. And then the favor. And then not to move away from that favor. Glory to God. Because the enemy is going to try to deceive you and try to get you into the wrong location where there is no favor. He'll try to deceive you to get you into the wrong location where there's no favor. Where the location of God is, there's confirmation and there is favor. Glory to God. Let's move forward. Okay, verse 8. This was an instruction also. This was an instruction for Ruth in terms of, okay, this is what you do. Not only is it a confirmation, but it's also an instruction. And we have to pray and ask God to give us an obedient heart and an obedient spirit so that we can carry out and follow his instructions exactly like he tells us to do. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's go to verse 16. No, let's look at verse 10 right quick before I go to 16. Let's look at 10. In 10 it says, then she fell on her face. This speaks of worship. And bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Now watch this. She's in Bethlehem, Judah, in the land of Israel. Now there are thousands of women there. But why didn't God favor them? And why did God bring a woman from Moab, which didn't know God, neither worshiped God Almighty, and brought this woman who was a stranger, because she said, I'm a stranger. You know, I'm a stranger. I don't worship your God. I'm a stranger. That's what it means. I'm a stranger. I don't worship your God. Who was a stranger and brought this strange woman that was not known for worshiping God, but when she left, she said, now your God, she said this to Naomi, now your God shall be my God. That's what she said. because she was leaving her God, and she was going to follow Naomi, and she said, well, now your God will be my God because I'm going to your land. But she had no history of serving God. In other words, she was a brand new convert. So why did God choose her, a stranger, out of all the other people who worshipped him, and they had needs too? Why did he choose this woman? I believe that God is teaching us a lesson here to say, if I will do it for the stranger, I'll do it for you. God is saying, if I do it for the stranger, if I do it for the person that doesn't even know me, and you know me, what more will I do for you? My God, thank you. Let me just take a praise break. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that because you have done it for a stranger, for you have done it for one that doesn't know you, you have done it for one that doesn't have a history of serving you, you've done it for a Moabitess, one that was an idol worshiper. And if you did it for her, Jesus, surely you will do it for your people who worship you day and night and seek your face and cry out to you in the name of the only begotten Son of God, who is Jesus Christ, who went to the cross to die for our sins, bled, suffered, and died. And on the third day, God the Father raised Jesus from the dead according to the scriptures, which I believe. Glory to God. And as he has ascended to the right hand of the Father, he now ever liveth to make intercession for us. Don't you think God will do it for you, since he did it for a stranger? Glory to God. Hayabashando. He did it for somebody that don't even know him. Won't he do it for you who seek him constantly, day and night? Will he not do it for you? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, from glory. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. So now let's go to verse 16. Chapter 2, verse 16. Woo! And now, as we move through this, most of you know the story, but we see a situation where she's laboring in the field. Boaz has taken note of her, and now he's about to set her up in a good way. In verse 16 it says, and let fall, he's talking to the overseer of the field to command the young men to let her glean in a certain area, and not to interfere with her. And then in verse 16, this is what the commandment was. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. What they were doing, they were setting her up. They were basically giving her handfuls of purpose. Now, it's interesting the Bible says that, because really that's a prophetic statement. That prophetic statement is telling you that God is going to set in your path. Once you get in the place where God wants you to be, once you get into that land that's thriving with God's favor, once you get to the location that God has closed doors on the past or closed doors on the location that he does not want you in and has opened doors to the location that he does want you in, God is going to begin to reveal purpose. Purpose. For your life. Yes, you have many purposes in your life, because with the new location comes a new purpose. Glory to God. So God was dropping handfuls of purpose in front of her as she gleaned the field, as she was going about doing what God had given her to do. A purpose was being laid in front of her in her path. She couldn't miss it because it was a setup. It was commanded that this be done for her, but I don't see in Scripture where it was done for any other woman. Malkatandere. When you get favor from God, and God will give you favor with man, then you will have favor that no one else receives, because God's hand is upon your life. That's why you have to continue to speak favor over your life. That's why he died on the cross and shed his blood, that you might have favor over the world. Glory to God. You might be in the world, but you're not of the world. And God can use the world to give you favor in the name of Jesus, because God owns a cattle on a thousand hill. All the silver and gold belongs to him. Everything belongs to God. Glory to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and them that dwell therein. Glory to God. But back to the story now. Back to the story. We see here that first they left Moab. Then they went into Bethlehem of Judah. And then they entered into Bethlehem, Judah, at the beginning of the barley harvest. And then we see that they were introduced to Boaz, wealth. Glory to God, because Naomi remembered she had a kinsman. Glory to God, who was a wealthy man who owned the field that that Ruth was working in. And glory to God, verse 2 of the second chapter. Talks about you have what you say. She spoke favor and grace over her life. Glory to God. And in verse 5, we see in the second chapter that God is about to take notice of you, that your labor has not been in vain. In verse 8, we see God giving instruction. In verse 16, we see the setup of purpose being laid in front of your path so that you can't miss it. In the name of Jesus. Now we move over to the third chapter and go to the fifth verse. And it simply says, and she said unto her, she was having a conversation with Naomi about the things that should be done and how she should strategically position herself. And verse 5 says, and she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. Saints of God, that's very important. Whatever Jesus says to you, that must you do. That must you do. In the name of Jesus, my God from heaven, whatever the Lord's instructions to you are, you must follow them. You must do them exactly the way he tells you to, because that's going to bring you into your purpose. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's going to bring you into your purpose. And I want to move and conclude this message with verse 10 of chapter 4. I'm going to conclude it. I'm going to summarize this message right now in the name of Jesus. What God is saying is simply this, saints. He wants to do something for you. He wants to get you in position to bless you. You've been crying out for many years, most of you, for God to put you in the place where he wants you to be. Many of you have been crying out about your situation and circumstance and desiring God's perfect will. Lord, what is your will? What is your plan for my life? What are you doing with me? Why am I here? What's going on with my life? What's your plan in my life? And it almost feels like some of you are in a holding pattern, that God has not really told you exactly what you needed to hear until this time. But God has to close doors, saints and friends, before he can open any door. There's an order with God. First he will close, and then he will open. Don't be afraid when God begins to close doors, because he's simply trying to move you to a different location. So, and then after the separation, which means departure, glory to God, then he'll get you into the location that he desires you to be in. Once he gets you to the location that he desires you to be in, favor will be waiting for you at that location. Glory to God. You might say, why is my ministry not taking off? Why aren't the miracles happening? Why aren't things happening? The anointing is very strategic. The anointing has to be in the place where God says it is, not where you say it is. You can't go where you want to go and then expect the anointing to be there. It doesn't work like that. You have to go where God says to go, and then the anointing will rest upon you in the location that God has ordained for you to be. Glory to God, because favor is all also a part of the anointing. Glory to God. So first there's separation, departure, to a new location where the favor of God rests, and where the favor of God rests, wealth abides. Wealth abides in the location where favor rests. The anointing is already waiting for you in the place that God have ordained for you to be at. The anointing is powerful. It's not weak. So if there's a weak anointing, you may want to reconsider, did God send you or did you just go? Because when you're dealing with God, when you're dealing with the one who created the heavens and the earth, there's nothing weak about him. He has all power in his hand. Heaven and earth shall bow to him. Heaven, earth, and beneath the earth shall bow unto the name of Jesus Christ. So there's nothing weak about God. But what we have to do is make sure that we're in the right place at the right time. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me read this fourth chapter and tenth verse. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife. This is Boaz talking. This is the conclusion of the matter. He married the woman, glory to God. He purchased her after the custom and tradition of that time to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. When you get into the location that God has for you, not only is there favor, not only is there wealth for you, but God has every provision and need that you have in that place of your harvest. In the place of your harvest is everything you need. If it's a husband you're looking for, glory to God. What if it's ministry, glory to God. Everything that God has for you, it's already prepared and it's waiting for you to get to the location. It's a place called there. When you get to that location called there, everything is waiting for you there. It's not, a lot of people don't understand that God is very simple. He doesn't make you work as hard as you think. You just have to be in the right location. And once you get to that location, all of the doors open up. Purpose is laid at your feet. Everything is provided for you because it's the place of your harvest. And in the harvest contains everything that you need. I'm going to finish, and I'm going to close in prayer, and I'm going to ask for those who want prayer for this particular message, or if you're looking for God to give you a word specifically for your situation. Let's go to the Lord. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, I pray that I have done all that you have asked me to do. I pray that you have touched the heart of your people concerning this word. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that they have received what you have said so they can be edified concerning their own situation, regarding their life, regarding decisions, regarding answered prayer, that you have given an answer to someone regarding what they have been seeking you for. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray I have done your will. Now, Father, let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We give you glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God, and amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Evangelist Bernard.
Glory and honor. All adoration, the Lamb is worthy of all praise. We're talking about Jesus, the Lamb of God. The Lamb is worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lamb is worthy of all praise. The Lamb is worthy of
all praise.
Hallelujah. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That was a blessing. Evangelist Bernard? Okay, we're going to go to open up lines.
Yes.
Go to Evangelist Joshua a minute.
Hello?
Yeah,
yes, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. That was
Amen.
A good word. And I tell you, I felt like you were talking directly to me.
That's the Holy Spirit, my dear.
I'm telling you, I praise the Lord. I thank God I got to listen in today. I give honor to God, to you, Prophet Davis, and
mm-hmm.
to all the saints that's on the line, Sister Ruby, Evangelist
mm-hmm.
Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
I just praise the Lord for hearing the word today. So many
What are you asking God to do for you, my sister? What's happening?
Well, I've been sitting in a place. I've been
yes.
Hurt, a church hurt.
I understand.
And I've been sitting in a place that I was comfortable.
Ah, my God, that's the Holy Ghost. I felt that.
For over a year, and I wasn't being, the gifts that God has given me, they were just sitting and being dormant.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
someone asked me to come and speak about three times, and each
yes.
time there was some reason. I either had to ask that pastor or it was a very small congregation, so
mm-hmm.
if
mm-hmm.
I left, I was told it was like taken away from the congregation, so I felt
no.
guilty about that. So
no.
I didn't go.
That's
so finally,
fine,
I said, okay. They said, listen, you coming this time. So I said, okay. But the words that I usually hear from the Lord and the guidance and everything, I didn't get it. And I noticed I felt real bad because I felt like, what am I doing? I'm just sitting here drying up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I said, I'm just sitting here. I'm drying up. I'm not getting the word from the Lord like I desire. What
That's
am
it.
I doing?
That's it.
And
well,
so I got up, and I was going to just stay at home and just pray and talk to the Lord. And I was praying, asking God. Before I left, I was asking God, Lord, what is going on? Lord, what are you trying to send me? What's going on? What
yes.
am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So I came home and something said, well, just stay at home. I said, no, I'm going to get up and go out to the church, and I'll go visit somewhere. Well, where I went was where this gentleman had asked me to speak.
Yes.
And I felt so liberated.
Good.
And
Good.
So I said, well, I'll go back home, and I just sat. But I was questioning and asking, Lord, what is your direction for me? What would you have me to do? Because
so where
I think
are you
I
now? Are you at
and
that
I
church?
I told you. I said, well, I felt like I've gotten up in age, and so there's nothing else for me to do but just sit and listen. But that's
Are you at that church now?
I've been visiting that church, yes.
You haven't made a commitment yet?
No.
How do you feel at that church?
Free.
Go ahead. God, see, you can't keep both doors open. You have to close one door and then be committed to the new door.
Yes, I did talk to the pastor I was at, where
and,
I left.
And that door is closed.
Yes, I told them, I said, I don't have a, I said, I'm sitting on my ministry here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I feel like the Lord, I said, He's given me this ministry, and I need to go and seek and find my ministry, go on my ministry. And so I was told, well, you know what? You need to learn some things, you know.
No. That's not God talking. Okay, this is what you need to do. Step one, you've already stepped away from the dead place,
yeah,
which is Moab.
Mm-hmm.
You have now entered Bethlehem, Judah.
Mm-hmm.
But you have not done what Ruth has done. Ruth went to work in the field.
Yes.
Now, go ahead, talk to the pastor, make the commitment so you can work in the field. Because when you start working in the field, that's where everything begins to happen.
Mm-hmm.
As it did with Ruth, she was noticed by Boaz. And I said, the Lord is about to take notice of you. But you have to start laboring in the field. Nothing happened until she went into the field. The field is God's vineyard. You know that. That's where souls are. That's where ministry is.
Mm-hmm. And I
encourage you to go ahead and step into the vineyard. Step into the field because that's where your harvest is.
All right.
Woo! My God from heaven, let me say a prayer quickly for you. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for my dear sister who has hearkened unto the voice of your word. And now that she has heard you speak, she will take the next step by faith and make the commitment to labor in your vineyard. And Father, I pray quickly that you would take notice of her, that you would give her favor, and that you would bless her abundantly, because now she's stepping into her harvest time in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, I love you.
Jesus,
I love you.
Thank you.
And every soul tie, every hurt, every wound and every scar and every negative word that was spoken over your life, I cancel it in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. And I speak to you, and I speak life into you. I speak power into you. I speak authority into you. And I speak joy into your life in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And it is so.
It is.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Glory.
Thank you,
glory.
Jesus. Thank you,
all that,
Jesus.
All that stuff fell off.
Yes.
That's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, it is.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
Power.
Call us. I mean, get back on the line next week. Let us know how things are going. I want to take some of the other calls to be respectful to the people.
All right. God bless.
God bless you, and I love you in Jesus' name.
I love you, too. God bless you.
We're going to the first-time callers that I have, 517-8150. Okay, then, so we're going to go to, we have another new number. They didn't answer, so we're going to close that out past Prophet. And okay, we're going to go to Minister Donnie.
Bless you, Mother Ruby. How are you, mighty woman of God?
Oh, blessed in yourself. Go for it. God bless you.
Evangelist Bernard and Prophet Davis.
Glory to God.
I just thank God for the word. It truly has been awesome. I got on a little late, but what I caught was awesome. Thank you so much. Also, I do desire prayer.
Yes, sir. What do you want prayer for, my brother?
I'm seeking God's direction and what's next.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about the church that you're in? What's happening there?
I kind of felt like the last caller.
Yes, I sensed that by the Holy Ghost.
My God.
I sense that there's a heaviness, even a depression on you because of that ministry where you are. They don't see you. They don't recognize you. They're not encouraging you.
God.
You're not being built up there. Glory to God.
Cut
the cord from death.
My God.
Shakatore mando kudotu.
My God.
Woo! My God. You've even questioned, am I even saved under that ministry?
My God.
My God from heaven. Woo!
glory. But brother, this moment, this second, in the authority of the name of the Son of the living God, who is Jesus Christ, I break every shackle, every chain, and destroy every yoke of bondage on your life, and I loose you and set you free in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
My God from heaven. That's it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And it shall not return unto you, my brother, in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. For who the Son
Thank
sets
you,
free is free indeed.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Now let God close the door on the place of death.
Yes.
Begin to pursue God on the place of liberty, just as the other woman said. She feels free there. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom.
Yes.
My God from heaven, God has set you free now. Don't go back into that bondage. Don't even go on the property.
Yes, Lord.
Don't even go back on the property.
My God.
Go forward, my brother, and don't look back.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. You even
Hallelujah.
Sound different.
My God.
Ikobo Shata.
Yes, Lord.
And as God had me to speak into her spirit, so I speak into your spirit by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. I speak life into your spirit. I speak liberty into your spirit. I speak joy into your spirit. I speak confidence into your spirit in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. And you shall never be the same again, my brother. You shall not fall to the same temptations, but you are loose this day. You are free this day, saith the Lord, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Whew, glory.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you for your power,
you.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your power.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Liberty and freedom. Liberty and freedom. It's yours, my friend. It's yours, my friend. This is what I want you to do, too. Every day, I want you to read Ephesians 6. Start at chapter 10 and go to the end. It talks about, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Arm yourself. Clothe yourself with the armor of God through the word of God every day. It takes about 5 minutes to read that. Read it every day. Clothe yourself, and power will begin to come on your life, my friend.
Yes, Lord. Thank
In the
so
name
much.
Of Jesus.
My God.
Because that way you're guarding and girding yourself from the wiles of the devil.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we do have to be protected.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
my
Jesus.
Friend, be encouraged. And know that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Hallelujah.
And don't have any fear. Only believe.
Thank you, Jesus.
And don't be afraid to open the new door.
Yes, Lord.
Do not be afraid to open the new door, for the just shall live by faith.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Go forward, my brother, in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much.
Glory to God.
Amen. Minister Aaron. Minister Aaron.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hello. Praise
Glory.
The Lord. Oh, my God. That was powerful what you were teaching about. Man, that was a word for me, for real. What you were teaching about, that was a word for me. Because I've been praying to God, asking God why.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, sometimes we want to question him, but we, you know, when we say, no, you don't need to be questioning God, but I be asking him, why, Lord? I've been praying, fasting, seeking you. When is my time? And you was, what you were saying today in Ruth was no joke. I was reading, I was getting in them scriptures with you. I was going to call you early when I heard you was going to pray, tell you to take your time, but God already had everything planned. But
my
that was
God.
Powerful, what you was talking about,
Jesus,
what you were saying.
You.
That was a word for me. Because I need to hear that. Because I've been praying like, Lord, and I, you know, because I remember I asked you to pray for me that time and
sir,
that
yes, sir.
Last week, and I was like, for a special prayer. And the Lord kept dealing with my spirit. Don't worry about it. Everything going to be all right. But when you was praying, when you was talking about that, that's so true. Because you be thinking like that in your heart. You can't, everybody else getting blessed. This is happening for this person. This is happening. And it's like you've been praying and praying and praying for years and years, wondering, is it going to come to pass? And sometimes you want to give up, but you just don't, something to tell you, no, you can't give up. And you be asking God, are you ignoring me? Are you waiting on me? Or, I mean, what I'm doing wrong that you're not pleased with? But when you was dealing with, you know, you have to have patience. He ain't forgotten you. And that was message was powerful, what you was
Well, there was a
about.
There was a time frame that God asked me to look for in the Bible, and it was 10 years. He said, look for the time frame, and it was 10 years. That was the only time frame that was given in the book of Ruth because God was showing that they had been in that condition or in that place a long time.
And
but God is faithful.
Yes, he
God
is
faithful.
Thank you,
that at the appointed time, he won't forget
Lord.
You. He koboshat at the appointed time. He will not forget you. He will bring you forward. He will even call you by name. And he will lead you out with the right hand of his righteousness.
That's what
God is faithful. And he cannot lie.
Because what you said in the scripture, that it was dealing with, you was right. They suffered that long time. And I was like, Lord, I've been suffering almost 12 years waiting on you, telling you people in the past, this is going to come to pass. This is going to happen. Just waiting patiently. And I said, Lord, I know it's going to come to pass, because you can't lie. It's going to come to pass. And then what you were speaking about, it was on right on the money for me.
Glory
I was
to
like,
God.
That ain't nothing but God. To hold on. Don't give up. And when
you
said it's coming to pass, everything
Amen.
Is coming to pass. So it's really an encouragement word for me.
Amen. Receive it, brother.
And I receive it in Jesus' name. Keep
there
up the
is.
Good work.
There it is.
No weapon formed
Over
against me going to prosper. I believe it.
Amen. Brother, amen.
And
you're
I
encouraging
trust in
me.
God.
Thank
I
you, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank
you're,
you.
You're a blessing, brother. I appreciate you.
Amen.
Thank you. And are you a blessing, too? Thank you.
Glory to God.
Oh,
and I receive
oh.
it.
Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to, Minister Aaron, thank you so much. We're going to Prophet CD. We got a few callers on the line.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, you guys.
Oh, Prophet DD.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, praise.
God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Thank God for the word of God. I just got tail end on it. But I thank the Lord, amen, that the young lady paid attention. The other young lady, Oprah went back.
Yes.
But the other young lady, she went forward.
Yes.
And that's what I'm seeking God for.
Amen.
I know I'm in transition right now.
That's it. That's the word.
From New Jersey to Georgia.
Okay.
And so Ruth didn't know what was going to take place.
Yes.
But she followed. She
uh-huh.
was looking for God. She
that's,
was looking for the Lord.
That's for you.
She wasn't looking for a man. She was looking for the Lord.
That's right.
The man with the benefit. So, again, I thank God, man of God, for that word that came forth. I just like you to pray for me for directions.
Okay. Now, did the Lord tell you, Georgia?
Yeah, that's what, yeah. When I, yeah, got that in my spirit. When I was already in the place, he said, I bought a house down there. He said, this is the place.
Okay, that's your confirmation, because I said earlier, I said that if God is going to send you to a location, then he's going to also confirm it.
Yes, sir.
And that if he confirms that that is the location, then there are two things that must be in that location, provision and favor.
Yes.
Now, what are you going down there for, to start a ministry or to become a part of a ministry?
To start a ministry.
Okay, to start a ministry. Has he given you the location?
I'm in a location right now.
Okay, glory to God. And is it a pastoral ship or evangelism?
Evangelism.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Fatoko shatai kandai roko ko riandaba kita.
Thank you, Lord. My friend, God is going to give you favor with people in that area. I don't know how far you are from Atlanta, but God is going to begin to give you favor with people who are in that area. I also hear and see rappers that God is going to, you're going to come across the path of some people in music, the rappers in the music industry, and God's going to give you influence with them. But one thing you cannot do when God does this, my friend, you cannot compromise. You must give them the word like everybody else.
Yes.
You cannot compromise with that word. Give them the word like everybody else. Let them know that if they don't turn, they're going to go to hell.
Yes, sir.
They got to be told that, because people meet these kind of people and they get impressed with their money and all of this kind of stuff, and they kind of give them a watered-down version of Jesus. They'll tell you that they are a Christian. The devil is a lie. The only way you can be a Christian, you got to be sold out to Jesus. There is no middle ground with Jesus. You either all the way in or you all the way out.
Yes.
So don't compromise the word. Tell them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to pray that God's hand of favor be upon you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that this thy servant who you have sent to this area, that your hand of favor would be upon him, that he would consecrate himself, that he would live a holy life, glory to God, and that you would open doors that no man can close, and that you would close doors that no man can open. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that not only do you give him favor, but glory to God, that you provide all the provisions necessary to do your work. Open doors for him, God, so that he can minister without compromise, that he will not compromise the word of truth, but he will speak it to all that he encounters for your glory, because the time is short. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, brother.
We're going to Sister T. Sister T, please hold on. There's quite a few callers. Sister T?
God bless.
God bless you.
I just thank and honor God for Prophet Michael Davis' obedience to God.
My God.
Even preaching on the book of Ruth, which that is my favorite book, and I am dealing with exactly what's going on, the transitional time in my life, that God is moving me from all dead things. And it's so ironic that the last person that talked, that God chose him to move to Atlanta, and that's the same thing that he told me to do. So I am in transition now. Probably in the next few weeks I'll be gone, but I'm thanking God that he is just removing all dead things.
Yes.
He's sending his sermons to his servants to teach, because he placed in my life to give me the word. So I just ask you to pray for my guidance and strength, because I know that there's a ministry there that he wants me to be a part of. And I'm just honoring God for the obedience of his servant.
Well, my dear sister, this is a prophetic message, and it's a prophetic time, and even everything that's happening on the phones are prophetic. So it's not strange to me that God would confirm in the order that the calls are coming in that this is the location for you. Remember in the message I said that when God sends you to a location, he will also send a confirmation that is the location. Glory to God. So we'll pray that everything that happened with Ruth would happen for you, for the glory of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That, Lord, as she goes, make sure she has more than enough to get there. And the brother also said he bought a home out there. Let her purchase a home out there, Father, for your glory, in the name of Jesus. And give a favor, Lord God. Give a favor in the area that you have her to labor in your vineyard in the name of Jesus. And, Father, let all the necessary provision and the wealth accompany her obedience and her words of instruction that you give her that she follows once she gets there, because the instruction that God will give you will lead you to the provision and the wealth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. In the name of Jesus. My God, from glory. My God, from glory. Father, I give you glory for it. Thank you for a fresh anointing, too. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Glory
to God. Okay, we're going to Mother Charity. Please hold on. I'm coming to you. Mother Charity.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise
God
him.
Bless you all. Amen. I certainly have enjoyed this Elder Michaels. Yes, right. Amen. You know the way that he had went with the book and the roof. I tell you the truth, it just really encouraged my heart. And he went a different route that I hadn't heard it in that dimension before. And I tell you, my heart just really burned, amen, with joy. And I just appreciate him, and I'm going to continue to pray that God will continue to bless his ministry, praise the Lord, because he certainly have encouraged my heart today. God bless y'all now, and you pray for us in Jesus' name.
God bless you, Mother Charity.
Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to an unknown number. I'm coming to y'all. 973-5845. 5845.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you. Who are we speaking to?
Sister Monica.
Oh, okay. Sister Monica.
God bless you.
God bless. God bless you, man of God.
Glory to God. What's happening?
I was on, you know, listening to the message, Ruth, and I can relate to it so much. 10 years ago, I was in a church where I wasn't recognized, and I came out of it, and the doors closed, and now I'm in a ministry. I'm under Prophet Beattie that you just prayed for.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Are you going to Atlanta, too?
Not that I know of right now.
Amen.
Amen. But
how did the word minister to you, my sister?
Just everything that you were saying, you know, being in a dead church and coming up out of it and not being, you know, not being recognized of who I am in Christ and not being used.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came into Prophet Beattie's ministry, you know, I started being used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my gift started, I was told who I was because I didn't even know.
Wow.
You know, they had me, I was drying up.
Wow.
So, amen.
Yeah.
I also, you know, need prayer.
Yes. For?
You know. I'm praying for situations that's going on in my life right now.
Okay. I sensed that before you, as you were talking, by the Holy Spirit, I already sensed that there was a situation in your life. And the messages for that, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the messages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the messages for that, too. Because God don't miss. When he shoots, he hits the target. And the target is the heart. And God wants all the heart. He can't have the heart shared with anyone because what
will happen in that case is that you won't give everything to Jesus when he has everything for you. And he doesn't want you to choose. He wants you to let him choose, because when he chooses, you can't lose. But
amen.
if you choose, I guarantee you, you will lose.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. 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 So
amen.
the message was to hit the target of the heart, because God already knows where you at. See, he knows everything about you. He knows what you were going to do before you even thought about doing it. He knows everything.
Amen.
So now you just simply have to decide and choose to do what Ruth did. I'm not going back, but I'm going forward.
Amen.
Hato koshatai.
Amen.
I.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hey, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The thing can't be
Thank
alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
It can't be alive, because it's troubling your spirit. It's got to be dead. And if it's dead, you got to drop it while it's dead and walk away from it.
Amen.
See, anything alive in Christ, it don't trouble your spirit. It edifies your spirit. You see what I'm saying?
Amen. Yes.
Jesus comes to build you up. He don't never come to cause confusion.
Amen.
Am I hitting it on... Am I hitting it on point?
Yes.
I know I'm
yes.
on point. I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. It's just that the people listening don't know what we're talking about.
Amen. Amen.
See, that's how God rolls. You know, he know what he's doing, and he know who to put on the line. He know
yeah.
what kind of swag they need to have to communicate with you, because he know where you at.
Okay. Amen.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Right.
So basically, I'm gonna say a quick prayer for you to give you strength to walk in the new door that God has for you. But before you walk in the new door, you gotta close the old one. Okay.
Okay.
Father, I pray for my sister Monica, and she has a sweet spirit, Lord. Don't let her be deceived or connived by a smooth-talking demon. And, Father, I thank you in advance in Jesus' name that you will guard her heart and that you would protect her, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that she would put on the whole armor of God, that she may be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, the schemes, and the plans of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. So, Father, I thank you that you will give her the confidence and the courage to move forward and leave the dead thing behind, not to look back on it, but just to walk forward. Don't even have a communication with that thing, because a snake will try to talk you out of what God is telling you to do. So, Father, we thank you that the head of that snake is cut off in the name of Jesus. And now she can move forward and be with the lion and the lamb, those who will bring encouragement and comfort to her soul and to her spirit, and minister the truth and walk in holiness around her. Walk in holiness. Walk in holiness. Walk in holiness in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, man of God.
God bless you. I'll be talking to you.
All right. God bless.
Okay,
God bless you. We're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good afternoon. Lord. God bless. I give honor to God. I just thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for the overseer. Just thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for Prophet Michael Davis. I thank God for the word he gave on today and one of my favorite books. I just thank God for how God uses him. So may you continue to be encouraged, Prophet David, and continue to go forth in God. God bless you all.
Glory. Hello.
Yeah, praise the Lord. She said, God bless. And
Amen. I receive that. I receive that in Jesus' name. I receive
okay.
it.
Okay. We're going to Lady Mars. Lady Mars. Okay, Lady Mars. Okay, then we're going back to the unknown number I call. I'm going to call it again. 517-8150.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. I
God
thank
bless
God
you too.
For his holy word. I have some questions. I have been told by different ones that I have something that God wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was told that I have what some discernment,
mm-hmm.
a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do feel that I do have that one. But wouldn't God tell you if you have a gift or if he has something for you to do, wouldn't he tell you before he would tell someone else?
Generally, that's the way it works.
Okay, because I've been told, I keep being told that, and I was like, well, what is it, Lord, that you would have me to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I need to know, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I need to get in place.
Ooh, I like
you know,
that.
For
get
you,
in place. I like that.
Yeah, get in place, you know,
like
for you, you know, for me to do your work or whatever
yes.
it is that he would have me to do.
Yes. Well, that's good that your heart
you know,
is
so
willing.
Right.
Well, that's good that you're...
So I'm, go ahead.
No, I'm listening, please.
I'm just saying, I need to know, you know, if there is a gift, you know, that if he has called me to do something, you know,
okay.
or if there is a gift.
Yes, of course there is. How long have you been a Christian?
To me.
Born again. Approximately.
For probably about like, probably about 25 years maybe.
Okay. What kind of church are you attending or have you been in?
Apostolic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can understand. There's a lot of tradition in that particular denomination. And I don't know if they flow in the area of releasing people with spiritual gifts. I don't know if they promote that at your particular church. You've been in there that long.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I kind of sense that, but I didn't want to, you know, disrespect anyone else who was part of the apostolic faith. But in your own personal prayer time, this is what I'm going to ask Jesus to do. This is what Jesus did with me. I was in prayer. I was on my face. And the position for you, my dear, is on your face in prayer. You lay prostrate before the Lord, and the Lord is going to give you the answer that you're seeking for because it's something that you want to know, and it's something that you need to know so that you can know how to function and operate in the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Through prayer, we find a covenant with God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Covenant is agreement. Okay. Through prayer, we find understanding with God. Okay.
Okay.
Through prayer, the will of God is revealed. This is what I'm going to ask Jesus to do for you, the same thing he did for me, to simply reveal his will while you're in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father in heaven, in the mighty, glorious, awesome name of Jesus, this, your dear child, has come unto you now to seek that which only you can answer. What is her gifting and what is her calling? She inquires of thee, O Lord, and I stand in agreement with her, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would hearken unto her cry, and that you would hear her heart, and that you would simply answer her and reveal to her what it is that you have gifted and anointed and appointed her to do, so that the confidence would not stand in men, but that the confidence would stand in you, Jesus, because you love her. And you have appointed her to do a task in your kingdom. So now display what that task is, because she humbly inquires that she does not want to hear the voice of people, but only the voice of the Lord,
For you are our shepherd, and we shall not want or lack anything, especially hearing your holy voice. Now, Father, we thank you for this now. We thank you for this, as in her prayer time, she will clearly hear, or that you would visit her in a dream, so that she would not question it, but know for sure that it is the Spirit of the living God. Father, I thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's thank you, man of God.
There's an anointing on your life, my sister. There's a powerful anointing on your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, from glory. There's a powerful anointing on your life. I'm going to ask Sister Ruby for permission to contact you, because I want to pray with you outside of this phone. And there are some things that God is going to reveal to me concerning the ministry where you are, because I sense that there is not liberty for you to operate in the anointing that God has given you there.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
Okay, I'll contact Sister Ruby, and she'll release that information to me. But the primary thing that God has revealed to me is that there is an anointing on your life, and I recognize that anointing, and I will talk to you about that anointing, because I recognize that anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. It's powerful, too. I'm telling you, it's
thank
powerful.
Thank you,
it's
Jesus.
Powerful.
Hallelujah.
It's powerful. It's powerful.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's powerful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Thank
it's
you,
awesome.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Sometimes Jesus saves the best for last.
Thank you, Jesus. I've been
good.
Saying that. I've been hearing that song. And I said, God is saving the best for last. And that's me.
That's right. I love it.
Thank
love
you,
it.
Jesus.
What
thank
confidence.
You, Jesus.
What's your name again?
My name is Sandra.
Okay.
Sister
perfect.
Sandra Embry.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, that's powerful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, there was such a beautiful
thank
anointing
you,
as I was praying. So God
thank
is there.
You,
God bless.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You calling
thank
in. Evangelist Doris.
Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon. I've been traveling. I'm back. I praise God. I was listening to the word. I was so busy, but something led me to just dial the number. I was in the middle of something, and I just dropped everything, dialed the number, and it was like 1:30-something. But I got on, and the prophet was talking about getting into the field for God to bless you. And I just made a decision to go into the field in my business, because God has showed up in my life. The testimony is just a miracle. And everybody has been blessed, and I know God has started a new thing in my life in this 2014. I just wanted to give praises to him, and I had to stay on this line as long as I would have to just say thank you to God, and to God be the glory. And I thank everybody in my life that have affected me positively, praying for me. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Amen. God is good.
Amen.
Wow.
Going to Minister Democrat.
Amen, 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 amen. I called in kind of late, amen. That's why I had put my hand down. I didn't want to interrupt and whatnot, but I touch and agree, amen of God, with this message, amen of God, amen, about patience, amen of God, and about Ruth, amen of God, because a lot of time when we lose stuff like she lost husbands and stuff like that, people just give up. But instead, when she lost her stuff, amen, she started, amen, connecting herself to the older people in the church and whatnot, and she connected herself to Ruth, and God led her, amen, in her direction, amen, in the way to go. So I thank God, this is, amen, God, this is how God is moving today, amen, God. He's connecting us to, amen, people who've been in the church, amen, longer than us, amen, God, and giving us wisdom, and amen, God. So I'm just thanking God for the movement, amen, God, and for this message, amen, God, because this God is definitely, amen, God, doing something, amen, God, with the people in the church, and he's connecting connecting us with people, amen of God, that each I call the older because they know the way, amen of God, amen of God. So I thank and praise God for this word, amen of God, and man of God, amen of God, that was a word, amen. I didn't catch all of it. I just caught the last. I've been on for about the last, amen, half hour and whatnot, but I'm definitely going to go back in the archives and listen because this was definitely a move of God. So God bless you.
Wow. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. God is awesome.
Democrat. He's so faithful. We're going to Evangelist Bernard. Evangelist Bernard.
Go ahead. I'm driving. Go right ahead, Sister Ruby. Carry on.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to interfere with her driving. We don't want no mistakes.
No, thank you, Jesus. Okay, we can go to Sister Dawn. Let's see, can she talk? Sister Dawn? Well, praise the Lord. We have a call that just came on. Normally we just tell them thank, but they may need to pray. 716-8804. They dropped, so that's about everybody that we have gotten. Prophet Davis, Michael Davis, Prophet Davis.
Oh,
the word.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
The word was so rich. I don't know. I'm just still here today, but I've been talking about Boaz and Ruth and getting your Boaz.
You know, I tried to change this message, Sister Ruby.
Uh-huh.
I tried to change the message. I tried to go in another direction, and God didn't give me anything. I said, okay, Lord, you want Ruth? That's what we're going to have. And the first thing God began to deal with me was about the closed door. He's got to close the door. He's got to close the door. He's got to close the door before he can open a new door. Then he began to deal with me about the location, because there are certain things in a location that God wants for us that we cannot see. They couldn't see Bethlehem, Judah in Moab. They couldn't see it. But look at how when God led them there, they got there just at the beginning of the barley harvest season. So the timing was perfect. And then the second thing that major happened, she spoke that she would have favor, and she got it.
Mm.
And after she spoke that she had favor, the favor brought her wealth. You don't hear me. It brought Boaz. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. God, you are good. You are good all the time. And since Sister Ruby was talking about it, Lord, since she was looking into the book of Ruth, since it was on her mind, be it unto her according to her faith. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. I received.
Because Ruth had faith to do what she did.
Amen.
I mean, she had great faith. Orpah went back to what she knew. She went back to what was comfortable for her. Like the sister said at the church, she had stayed in that church because she was comfortable there. Orpah went back to what was comfortable, and it was death there. It was nothing there for her. But when Naomi heard that the Lord was blessing his people in Bethlehem, she said, I got to go over there. And Ruth had enough sense to say, I don't know your God, but if he's blessing there, I'm going with you.
Amen.
Ha! Ah, glory to God. So it was very powerful. I'm gonna tell you personally, I was preaching to myself.
Oh, okay.
I was preaching to myself. I was preaching to myself. I said, God, I'm going to get on this phone. Since you've given me the book of Ruth, I'm going to preach to myself because this is for me, and I know if it's for me, it's got to be for somebody else. But first, I'm not being selfish, Lord, but I'm preaching to me, and I know that you're going to bring this thing to pass because you did it for a stranger, and you're going to do it for me, and I'm your child.
Amen.
You see?
Amen. I see. I hear and see.
Sister Ruby, we have certain covenant rights because God is our Father. We have certain covenant rights. God has shown us that, look, I'm going to do this for a stranger, one that's not under the covenant. I did it for her. We're under the covenant. What more will he do for us?
Ooh.
Shoot, we got to stop thinking just one house. Now, we can have a house in California, a house in Florida, a house in Hawaii. I mean, we can do that. We don't have to just think one. We can think more than one.
Amen. I agree with that. Amen.
Everybody said, I'm going to buy a house. You can have more than one. Glory to God. So I thank God for it in the name of Jesus. I'm a close us out in prayer. Father, I thank you for everyone who came on the line. I thank you for their contributions and for the ones who wanted prayer, that those prayers have been heard and have been answered by the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus, that each and every one that's in the middle of transition, you would bless them with the finances to get to their next location. Glory to God. And once they get to that location, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that the favor and the wealth will appear for you, for your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. And don't forget Evangelist Bernard. She's also in the part in this transition process. And glory to God, when she gets to her location, let the favor and the wealth appear in the location where you're sending her to for your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, Sister Ruby, also regarding her life, speak to her concerning the location and the favor and the wealth that you want to transfer into her life for your glory, for her labor of love, and for her years of service unto the Lord, that her labor has not been in vain. But Lord, as it were with Ruth, as she was gleaning in the field, Boaz took notice of her. And Lord, as Sister Ruby is laboring in your field, you are taking notice of her. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Ooh, Lord, hallelujah.
Thank
oh,
you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, I just love Jesus. I love his work. I really love his work.
Amen.
I really love his work. Oh, and Sister Ruby, also let me just mention to you, Sister Sandra, I need you to get her information to me, and Sister Monica.
No. I ain't doing that.
One was, I think Sister Sandra was in the 517 area. That was the last lady I prayed for. And then the other one was 9735845. I don't know the area code, though.
I thought it was up.
The second one was 973-5845, I think. I could be
Hello.
Wrong.
Hello.
Okay, well, we praise you, Lord. Give back into you, Prophet Davis, what you have given out to God's people. I
yes.
said, I live life to live, to learn the will, the anointed man of God that's bringing the word today. I put that on the chat room. Chat room was pretty full today.
Wow.
I had to respond back to them, but we had quite a few listeners on, and we thank you so very much for being
yes.
patient and staying on to your turn came. We
Amen.
Appreciate you. We love you. And we just thank you. And Prophet Davis, we just thank the Lord for you coming on and ministering to his precious people. God
Amen.
Bless you.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Okay, we're going to close out. Pastor Prophet Michael Davis has close the prayer out, and everybody else the chat.
Hello, hello.
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 Yes, I'm saying hello, Sister Ruby. Did you hear me?
Oh, that's Evangelist Bernard.
Go ahead. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God for the word. I was taking care of some business today, but I did hear the word. I was in and out a little bit, but I did hear him speaking on favor and purpose. So I thank God for Prophet Davis. Amen. God bless you all. We want you to know tomorrow Dr. Winston Singleton will be ministering for us. And on Thursday, Prophetess Darlene Davis, amen. And on Friday, remember, Provoke Fridays. So God bless you all. We thank God for each and everyone that tuned in today. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Let that word continue to minister to you. Amen.
Oh, amen. God bless. We're going to close out with Rain on Us by Ernest Pugh. God bless everybody on the line.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah.
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 Purify our hearts.
Surround us. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say.
to your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the timber. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do. And we cry, holy, 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 holy,
out this segment tomorrow. Evangelist Adrian Bernard told y'all who was coming on. Think Dr. Winston Singleton from Los Angeles. God bless everybody on
Sister
the line.
Ruby.
Yes.
Sister Ruby, can you call me back with that information?
Oh, okay. I Evangelist Bernard to call you.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. God bless
you.